more of Lake Effect now. I'm Mitch Tyke. If you have readers on your holiday shopping lists, and it's probably a fair bet there might be one or two of them at the least, it can be a challenge to find something they might like that they have not already read. Fortunately, this morning, we have the services of Lisa Bedoin, proprietor of Books & Company in Econimowoc, who brings with her some noteworthy titles that aren't necessarily on the bestseller list, but might just fit the bill for you or a loved one. Lisa Bedoin, welcome back to Lake Effect.
Thank you, Mitch. It's good to be back.
Well, it's great to see you again, and happy holidays. Like you did about this time last year, you have brought along a stack, a really big stack of books with you. That are pretty interesting looking, not just interesting in terms of what they're about, but really they are interesting looking books and some unique titles with some pretty unique concepts behind them. Let's wade right in to start with a book called Wunderkammer.
It's by Todd Williams and Billy Sien, and they're both architects. And the concept behind this was a cabinet of curiosities. And they did their entry into the Venice Biennial were these boxes that they sent to various designers and architects. And the book itself is like a curiosity cabinet.
Right,
you're not real sure.
Have no idea what it's about.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's a small trim. It itself looks like a little small box, and it is full of photographs and the whole concept behind, and it's just fascinating. It's one of those books that only works well as a book, and it is just, it's beautiful, it's interesting, it's curious, and you want to keep looking.
And so the idea is they sent these boxes to designers and architects and said, do what you want with them and put what you want inside them?
Exactly. The two architects who conceived of the project both collect odd objects themselves. And then they were thinking about their houses, how houses and buildings are boxes that hold curiosities, hold people, hold stories. So they reached out to have other artists do the same with these boxes. So they're filled with lots of different things.
Yeah. And this is the kind of thing that it's not a read from cover to cover kind of enterprise. It's maybe not the size of a coffee table book, but you could definitely leave it out and pick it up and get something out of it and probably go back to the same page a day later and reconsider what you just saw.
Exactly. And it really is. It's a curiosity. You're not quite sure where it's going to take you. It's a joy.
It's Wunderkammer by Todd Williams and Billy Sien. And Lisa Bedoin is with us and has another really interesting concept for a book. This is a book. It's a photography book called Humans of New York.
And I'm not a big fan of blogs to books. Brandon Stanton started a blog called Humans of New York. And, you know, it gets reposted on Facebook all the time. And you get these... And sometimes it translates well into a book, but most of the time not. This is fantastic. This is as good, if not better, than some of the blog posts that he has. It's the perfect gift for teenagers and young college students. And my boys who are in high school spent hours just looking at the photographs. It is it's a fantastic collection of humanity.
And the idea is this photographer, Brandon Stanton, decided he was going to do kind of a photographic census of New York. For people who haven't seen the blog, this is what he does. A little of this, a little of that, and some really kind of clever captions.
It is. And he gets, you know, he's not intrusive. And yet you do sort of feel like you get to eavesdrop on, you know, visually eavesdrop on the streets of New York. And he takes their photograph and asks them to tell him their story. And they're brief and they're long. And, you know, it's just fascinating.
Well, and, you know, it's really the kind of thing that we all kind of do. If you're, you know, just riding in a car or the bus and you're looking at the people outside or you're walking across the street and you see somebody waiting on the opposite side of the street, you wonder, you know, what's their story?
Yeah. And it is. He makes extraordinary normal and the normal extraordinary. It's just a good book to browse through.
And again, another one that you can just leave out and pick it up and open it. And you know, the cliche, a picture is worth a thousand words is really true in this case.
Yes, absolutely.
So that's Humans of New York. Brandon Stanton is the photographer. There's another book that I've seen – a fair amount about online, but really the book itself, online does not do it justice. You kind of have to have this thing in your hand. This is called Art Made from Books, Altered, Sculpted, Carved, Transformed, and it is really, you know, something to have in your hand.
It is. It's an object of art in of itself. The binding has been exposed on the side, and it is just gorgeous. You want to have it in your hands. It doesn't work well online. And it's just a collection of artist books that have, you know, been transformed.
They've taken books and they've turned them into kind of sculpture or art objects.
And that's probably one of the hardest things to do. I had a class in college, a book arts class in college, and one of the first projects was to alter a book. And we hold books to be so sacred. It's really hard to cut them and alter them and change the pages. And yet it's so freeing to see them in a different form and see them transformed into another way of telling a story.
And this is another way besides just stacking them up in your next to your nightstand.
Yes, and it's, you know, it's another way to give them a new life. A new life and a new story.
We should mention the people that put this book together, Laura Hayenga, Brian Detmer, and Allison Kuhn. And there are just remarkable images of what artists have done with books inside. It's would you technically call that? Is that a paperback? Is that a hardcover?
It's paper over board is what we technically call it. So it's more of a hardcover than a paperback. And the Coptic binding is exposed. Wisconsin has a really strong tradition in the book arts, and so this is sort of a nice tie into that.
That is Art Made from Books, Altered, Sculpted, Carved, and Transformed. Now for something a little different, although you could definitely call a picture book art in its own way, but a really charming new picture book you brought with you called Once Upon a Memory.
And one of my favorite lines in it is, "Does a book remember it was once a word?" And that is sort of the catch of the whole story. Does a bird remember it was once a feather? Or a flock remember it was once a feather? And the illustrations are tender, very sweet, very gentle. And the language, it's just perfect. Does a garden remember it was once a pea? It's just very simple concept.
Simple concept, but on the other hand, as you were describing it before we started recording, it's another one of those picture books that adults really get something out of.
And picture books can take a really complex, big idea and bring it down to such a simple way, and it hits home.
And the drawings are really charming. These are the drawings of Renata Luska. The text is by Nina Layden. It's called Once Upon a Memory, and this is a brand new book. Is that right?
Yep, it just came out last week.
So we might think of children's books as their own form of poetry, but we have a real-life poet whose work you have brought with you, a fairly well-known poet, in fact. This is Wendell Berry.
And his collection, The Mad Farmer Poems, is just out in paperback. It's been several years that it came out in hardcover, beautiful, oversized hardcover, but it wasn't a book that you could carry around with you. And these are poems that you should carry around with you. And I'm a big advocate for slipping poetry books into stockings and slipping poetry books in as extra gifts. I think they're something to, you know, when you want a moment to change perspective, you can pick up a book of poetry, read a poem, and it can just alter your mood. It can open up the world, and it could be the right thing at the right time.
What can you tell us about the Mad Farmer Poems?
The Mad Farmer Poems, he really gets to that a little bit of orneriness, the pause that we need to look at the things around us, to stop and not take it all for granted, and just to stop and see the world and appreciate the hard work of the farmers, which is something we, you know, with all the thought towards where our food comes from, I think these are good poems to bring us back to that core and to question.
And to be certain, you can get a big hardcover edition of this, but this is a nice slim 64-page volume that you really could slip in your back pocket.
And you should slip it into your back pocket.
which is another argument against the e-reader, because if you do that, you're likely to break it.
Exactly.
There's another book you brought with you, which you most definitely cannot slip into your back pocket, but that's okay, because it is something that you definitely want in front of you. This is a book of photographs. It's called Schlitz Brewing Art.
Yes, Paul Bylis, the artist, the photographer and author of the book, was able to photograph the Schlitz Brewery before it was torn down. And he did a book called Pabst, which is similar. But in this book, he really was able to delve more into the history of Schlitz Brewing and Milwaukee. It is fascinating, with pictures of artifacts and photographs of the building after it had been left vacant for so many years.
Right. There are lots of objects that had been still sitting in this brewery. And, you know, it's this kind of elegant decline that you see, you know, things that were meant to have something done with had just been sitting there for years.
Yeah. And the photographs are beautiful. The introduction is by Peter Eline, and the bits of history make it a little more in-depth than the Pabst book was.
And it is not just a book. It is also a book and CD.
Yeah, there are interviews from former Pabst employees and songs written about Schlitz by local musicians and recorded.
This is just another one of those, first of all, only in Milwaukee. This is a, you know, unique Milwaukee institution and, you know, sort of a great way to commemorate local history.
Exactly.
So that is Schlitz Brewing Art, Paul Bylis. And finally, you have one. We're going to transition nicely from our interview to the next interview. But tell us a little bit about Michael Perry's latest book.
This is his monologues from the Tent Radio Show, and it's called From the Top, and it's published by Wisconsin Historical Society Press. And the cool thing is, it's printed on paper that was made in Wisconsin. So this is a true Wisconsin gift.
And and to let people, if they're not familiar with Michael Perry, one might almost describe him as a true Wisconsin gift.
He is a true Wisconsin gift. And these are really short pieces, 3 pages at the most. They're perfect to just have sitting around in the kitchen when you're waiting for the stove to be done cooking, or, you know, people are joking about leaving it in the bathroom. But it is, they're funny and to the point stories.
And about 600 to 800 words, and a pretty quick read if you just want to pick one up and flip through it.
Yeah, and it is pure Michael Perry.
And this comes on the heels of an event that you hosted for Michael Perry at the Fireman's Hall in Exonia.
Yeah, and it was so much fun. We had a lot of the EMT and fire workers from Exonia. It was a fundraiser for the fire station there. And what a beautiful building and beautiful place to have it, and a great dance floor too.
So those are the books you brought with you. I'm going to put you on the spot right now, Lisa, and ask you this question. What are you reading right now?
I've got Goldfinch on my pile, and that's the book that I would really most like to have time to read right now. So yeah, look forward to it. But, you know, I tend to be picking up a lot of poetry right now because it's short and it's satisfying.
And this is the busy time of year for you.
It is a busy time of the year.
Well, Lisa Bedoin, thanks so much.
Thank you, Mitch.
Lisa Bedoin owns Books and Company in Oconomowoc. We will have a complete list of the titles she recommended, plus links to more information about each of them at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. The last of Lisa's recommendations was Wisconsin writer Michael Perry's latest collection of essays, From the Top. We'll catch up with Michael Perry when Lake Effect returns on Milwaukee Public Radio.